Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hi there, my name's Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package, the biggest and best children's entertainers. But, you know, basically, we rock. We do rock, don't we?
We do. You caught me mid-slurp. Mid-orange squash slurp.
Oh, dear, mate. Well, guys, we've got some exciting news before we get into the podcast. We've got some exciting news of things happening at NSK HQ.
Yes.
Yeah. We got two new packages which are going to be hitting...
That's gonna be a post sound effect.
You're gonna add a
if I can find one.
I'm sure you can. Yeah, we got two new packages hitting the website, haven't we? We haven't put a new package on there for a while. The last one that we brought out, I think, was probably the Star Wars package.
Teddy-tastic.
Well, we're just bringing out two packages, and I'll let Patrick talk to you about the first one because it was his idea. Well, they were both your idea, in all honesty, but the one that will probably launch first.
Oh, okay, yes. So, it was
this one is pretty much ready to go.
Yeah, this is pretty much ready to go. We're just currently getting the showreel sorting. It's a Jurassic themed package, so it's all about.
And where did that idea come from?
Well, we had lots of people emailing in saying, "I wonder if you could theme the hassle-free to dinosaurs," and I thought. Why not make it into a package, get the full costume, Jurassic theme music, you know.
And it is proper themed, isn't it? You've got an actual, they come as an explorer, don't they?
Yeah, they come as an explorer.
Dinosaur hunter.
They speak about how sort of they use, in the magic show, obviously they talk about how they use all the different magic tricks to help them with the dinosaurs and all stuff like that. So yeah, it's going to be.
And the kids get to learn how to be dinosaurs.
They do.
And there's a puppet.
There's a dino puppet, yeah.
Called Rory the Dinosaur.
There's a lot to be excited about.
I'm excited about it. We kind of put a private event on and we invited a load of people to do the showreel. And I was there and I took my kids there. And it was Shauna and Jay that were doing the entertaining there. They did an amazing job. And Ryland, my son, who has probably seen about 15,000 magic shows at this point in his life, said that was the best magic show I'd ever seen. And he's not even the biggest fan of dinosaurs, but he absolutely loved it.
Yeah, he did. He did whilst having a good time, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So if you've got kids that like dinosaurs, that might be a good package for you. The other package we've got coming up is something you and Jake have put together, right?
Yes, very exciting.
You want to talk about that?
So this is a package that I've been wanting to do for a long time. We've sort of finally got a proper idea set down for it, and it's an intergalactic football package. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Because we just don't do things by half, do we?
What the hell is that? So, obviously, what we wanted to do is want to implement sport and getting healthy into a kid's party. Now, obviously, we know that football companies and, you know, AstroTurf companies already do sort of run football parties like this, but a lot of the time it's sort of just them kicking around a ball. We wanted to add a story to it, and we wanted it to still feel like it was a birthday party, not just sort of
not just a kick about down
training
the park.
Session.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, what we've implemented a story about how the kids have got to, how aliens have taken over and how the kids have got to defeat the aliens and get them back to their home planet by beating them at football. And it kind of just works brilliantly. It's really funny, really cool. And that'll probably be released in the next couple of months.
It's the most ambitious package we've put together, to be honest, with all
so
the stuff that you've
so
got planned.
Different
to anything
that we've ever done. So keep your eyes peeled for that. If your kids love football, they love aliens, they love dinosaurs.
Who doesn't love aliens, dinosaurs and football?
There's probably a lot of, most people probably like aliens and dinosaurs and then like football separately. Like there's probably two groups of people there.
But we're bringing them together.
We're bringing them together, exactly.
We're bringing them together. So look out for that. We're going to be blasting this all over social media. But I think now what we need to do is we need to do...
Deals.
Some deals. So let's get on with it.
So, Craig.
Okay, yeah.
Am I going first or are you going first?
You do it, man. You do.
Okay, so I've got a couple. But first, I'm going to do it from a more interesting one first. So okay. One's more interesting. So, tell me about, Craig, have you ever been on holiday?
Yes.
And before you go on holiday, you've had to, your flight's been delayed and you had to spend hours in the airport waiting.
Yeah, been there, done that, nightmare.
How would you feel if I told you that you could get compensation for that time where you've been waiting around in the airport?
I'd be very excited, but this sounds very PPI.
Well, you can. And this, you can claim back onto flights that you've been delayed for from up to 2000, back to 2012.
Wow.
So, if you were delayed by more than 3 hours or your flight was cancelled under EU Rule 261, 2004, mm-hmm. you are often entitled to between £110 and £550 in compensation, and it's possible to claim this for free. So this is, I'm going to give you some sort of information on
what if you were delayed for 2.5 weeks?
Yeah.
Because I was.
2.5 weeks.
Do you remember when that whole ash cloud thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was stuck in America in San Francisco.
That was before 2012, wasn't it? That was like 2010.
Gutted, because I was literally trapped in America for 2.5 weeks.
Could be worse places to be
there
stuck.
There are worse places to be stuck, but still, I was still trapped over there.
Yeah, yeah. Since the passengers who've been delayed on flights get that compensation, a money-saving expert has helped to lead the charge. Over 580,000 people have downloaded money-saving expert's free flight delay reclaiming letters and launched a free online reclaiming tool to make the process even easier. So one person said this. This is what Jennifer said. I used your tool on the Tuesday and by the Friday I had £706 in my account. I couldn't believe it. This is just... Next, what, Andrea... There were four of us. I would never have found out the compensation if it weren't for Martin's Easy Link. It took me 5 minutes to fill in and we got £1,200. I booked flights for October with the money and had change. Bonus. So, you know, that's a great start. So, I'll explain to you sort of your rights.
Okay,
what
go
you
on.
Can get. So, if you're on an EU regulated flight,
yeah.
Your airline should tell you what's going on. So if your flight's delayed, they legally should come to you and tell you exactly the reason for why the flight's delayed. You're entitled to food and drink, so they should actually sort you. If your flight's delayed, they should get you. They should look after you and get you food and drink that you would have had on the flight.
Okay.
You're entitled to accommodation if needed. They should pay for you if you have to stay overnight.
Okay.
You're entitled to a means of communication, so you can get a free call to call anyone. So there's lots of different stuff that you sort of you get that. So here are some rules though about how you can get the money. So it's only for EU regulated flights. So an EU flight is where the flight departed from an EU airport regardless of the airline. So as long as you've gone from, so even if you went from Manchester to Miami, that would be fine. You can claim back to 2012. In theory, you can apply for compensation for any delays as back to February 2005, but in practice, it's extremely unlikely you'll be able to go back further than 2012. So that's quite good. It must be the airline's fault to claim, so it can't be anything that you've done wrong. And delay must be 3+ hours to complain. So here's what you could possibly make. So if yours is between 2 hours and 2 hours and 59 minutes, you get no compensation. But if it's 3+ hours, you can get anywhere between 250 to 400 euros. Anything between 3 and 4 hours is 300 euros. And 4 hours plus could be anything over 600 euros.
Wow.
So that's obviously straight away just a great way for you. A great way for you to make money.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And if the airline says no, it isn't the end, you can take it further and try and sort it out. And so, obviously, I'm guessing how you do it, pretty much, you go to resolver.co.uk.
Right.
And then you go on to flight delay and cancellations, and there's like a form that you can fill in, and you can explain about how you get...
What happened while you were there?
What happened and how you can get your money back. However, I've just seen this, volcanoes and other natural disasters. So this is the question that you asked.
Yeah.
Your travel insurance may protect you against natural disasters. However, double check your policy to make sure. Is the airline obliged to rearrange? Airlines will normally work together, but pretty much I think it's saying that it's not their technically their fault, so they don't have to give you the money back.
Right.
So unfortunately.
Hey ho.
But if any of you guys out there have recently got on a flight and you've been waiting around for 4 hours, you will probably get about €600 just by filling in the form.
That is really good.
So yeah.
That's a good find, man. That's really good. That's really good. I'm not even going to diss that one because that was great.
Cool.
Mine pales in comparison, but I wanted to talk about Nando's, because I love Nando's.
Who doesn't?
And I wanted to go through a couple of Nando's hacks. So this isn't like one big deal, but there's a couple of Nando's hacks.
It's like putting lemonade in your plastic, in your water cup. So
that sort of thing. But yeah, yeah, yeah. So first of all, at the moment, for the whole of summer, until sort of mid-September, you know you can get the Nando's peri-peri sauce at supermarkets?
Yeah. I've actually got some in the fridge downstairs.
Okay, well, if you look out for promotional bottles of peri-peri sauce at all major supermarkets, as on the lid, there's a code for a free quarter chicken or starter at Nando's, which can normally cost up to about £4.
What? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they're not really publicising it that much.
I've got about four bottles.
Now, here's the thing. The bottles of sauce are currently £1 at Tesco's.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can buy a bottle of sauce for £1 and you can get like £5 off your Nando's. You can get like a free quarter chicken. So that's pretty good. That's your first hack. Yeah, that's not bad.
That's good.
Simple. And then you've got a bottle of Nando's sauce as well that you can keep in your fridge.
Yeah.
Other stuff about Nando's that people didn't really know. If you work in the emergency services or the NHS,
yeah,
you can get 20% off your food bill.
Oh, really? What, just by showing your
card? Yeah, just show your NHS or emergency services photo ID before payment, and they'll discount you 20% off. And you can claim the discount once a day.
That's nice.
And it's for dine-in and takeaway stores only, but they don't promote this stuff. So, also,
I could imagine, though, the employees sort of not knowing about this as well.
Yeah.
So you go in and you'd be like, I want my 20% off, and they're like, we don't do 20% off for NHS. And he's like, but I read it on Money Saving Expert.
Yeah, I think you'd just have to look it up. Also, other ways to, other little Nando's hacks, you can sign up for a Nando's loyalty card.
Yeah.
You can earn virtual chilies each time you spend £7 in its restaurants, and once you've collected 3 chilies, you get a free quarter chicken.
That's decent.
Yeah.
So you have just you heard about the black card? Nando's black card?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sick, Jason Manford had one.
Yeah, yeah. That's quality.
Yeah, it really is. And six chilies. You remember, you get a chili every time you pay £7. You get 6 chilies, you get a half a chicken meal.
Nice.
And 10 chilies gets a whole chicken meal.
You had a whole chicken meal when we went to the Pike and Tin, didn't you?
Yeah,
how
I did.
I don't know how I did that.
That was crazy. also, extra chips on your plate. It's been suggested by many online that a single large portion of chips in Nando's gives you way more than 2 regular portions. So if you aren't going for a combo meal, which includes regular sides, and want to maximise your chippage, you can save about 35p by getting a large portion rather than getting 2 regular portions.
That's quite strange, because usually you'd actually find that 2 regulars would be bigger than a large.
Yeah, it's not the case with this. Also, sharing platters. If you go as a pair and regularly choose the quarter or half chicken with chips and a drink, you can get more for your money by getting a full platter sharing dish. You get a whole chicken and you get 1 or 2 sides and a bottomless drink included for £19.95. And also, if you've had a problem with Nando's, it's very easy to complain about them. There's a free online tool you can use to complain. It helps draft, manage, and escalate your complaints.
Do you ever complain at restaurants?
Never.
I hate it. Like, you know, don't you find it awkward? Like, you know, if you ever go out to a meal with someone, maybe someone that you don't know so well, maybe it was like Sarah's friends or something, and it's like, and then one of them just complains, and they're just sitting there with a face like a slapped arse, like,
yeah.
Oh. Do you know, also,
I don't come back. You know, I went to Pontins for my 40th birthday, and it was absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
It was dreadful. We walked in there, there was like poo over the bed sheets and stuff. Yeah, there was like bugs and stuff. It was disgusting. We had to leave for them to come in and redo the cleaning. And just the whole thing was just horrible. It was a disgusting, horrible, horrible, nasty experience. And when we got there an hour after we were supposed to check in. We couldn't check in until 4 hours later, and the kids were just sitting around just like waiting to check in. And then when we could check in, we went in and we had to go out so that they could re-clean. It was dreadful. and I still didn't complain.
I just find it awkward complaining. Like, it's just...
I'm not a complainer.
No, maybe. It's, but I was at a restaurant. This was when I was about 14. I went with a friend of a friend's family, and the mum was there, and she sat there all meal, like, just like not eating a food, and like not just like with a really like sour face, and was all kind of confused. And then the waitress came over to collect the plates, and she went, "Was everything okay with your meal?" And this, and she was like, "No," and was like, "Why?" And she went, "The chips were too hot, so I want my money back." And so the waitress was like, "What? So you want your money back because the food was like hot?" She's like, "Couldn't you just do what a toddler did, and like a toddler would do, and literally just blow the food to cool it down?" So stupid, though. It's just like,
I don't understand people. I've got friends that do this, that complain about food in a restaurant after they've eaten it all. "Oh, was everything okay with your meals?" "No, it was a disgusting. I want a full refund." But you've eaten it.
Yeah, yeah.
You've eaten it.
Liars.
Couldn't have been that bad. Yeah. But yeah, anyway. So Nando's, yeah, there's a few hacks. My favourite one is the bottle of Nando's sauce.
Yeah, that's good.
Get yourself a bottle of Nando's.
I've got two at home.
Yeah, we'll just look at the tops. If it's a promotional bottle, you can get
2 quarter chickens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sweet.
So there you go. Boom.
Awesome.
There you go. That's my first deal. I think that's a decent one if you like Nando's.
Yeah, that's who doesn't like Nando's? I don't know people that complain about Nando's, though. It's like, "Oh, it's just fast food. It's just fast food." Yeah, but it's also kind of fast food price. And it isn't fast food. I get that you have to stand up to order it, but I just don't think it is fast food.
I don't.
It tastes like a proper meal. People who just like to moan about stuff.
Say, I mean, I think we're close to the end of the world now that McDonald's is doing table service.
Yeah,
McDonald's are doing table service. I guarantee you, next time I walk in, there's going to be a guy with a tuxedo walking around with a towel over his arm.
Do you not find it funny how, like, McDonald's was just like a fast food place, and now it's like delivery, it's like restaurant, they've got screens for you to order on, like,
they are the cutting edge, aren't they? I mean, they really are. They've got this app now that you can order your stuff in and then go and pick it up as well.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I read somewhere, I don't know if this is true, but McDonald's actually make the majority of their money not from selling burgers, but from property. I don't know if you realise this.
What?
No, I'm not kidding. They make the majority of their money from property. I'm trying to find it now, and I can't.
I was going
to
make a joke, though. I think you know what you're going to make.
But seriously, I don't know where it is, but they make... Here, McDonald's isn't just a fast food chain. It's a brilliant $30 billion real estate company.
What?
That's what they make the majority of the money from. They make the majority of the money as a business from property. That's what they do. Because what happens, the success of McDonald's can be attributed in part to their taste, blah, 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 blah. About 85% of the profits of the company in 2016 was represented by franchise-run locations. But rather than collect the lot in royalties and sell franchisees cooking equipment, etc., McDonald's makes most of its revenue by buying the physical properties, then leasing them to franchisees, often at large markups.
What?
The company keeps 82% of the revenue generated by franchises, compared to with only 16% of the revenue from company-operated locations. Yeah, basically, it makes 3 times more in rent from the restaurants it makes to its franchisees than it does... There you go. There's a graph showing how many are company-owned and how many are franchised. All of the new restaurants are franchisees, and they make an absolute fortune on it, yeah? It's actually a real estate company at its core.
Well, I'll tell you how else they make a lot of money. And it's through being stingy. When I used to work, at McDonald's, right? One thing that I didn't have to do it because I was a kitchen staff, but one of the things that people on front had to do, like people who worked on the tills, they had to go through the bins at the end of the day and mark on a sheet how many buns and like slices of cheese had been wasted.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so like, they'd have to go through the bin with a glove on and like pick out soggy buns from the bottom and like mark them out on a list. Like, it's literally the worst job that you can imagine, going through McDonald's food bins to mark up
That's just madness.
And also, this is something that they did as well, which is stingy. When I worked there, this was obviously my first job, so I didn't really know too much about employment laws and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Legally, when you're under the age of 18, you have to have a 12-hour gap between shifts. You have to have a 12-hour gap between shifts. So, I worked a 12 till 8 one day.
Right.
And then I stayed over a little bit, which was already illegal because you're only allowed to work an 8-hour shift when you're under 18 as well. I stayed over a little bit and I stayed till 8:15 because I was really busy.
Right.
I left. I came in the next day. I was on at 8 till 4. So, obviously, there was a 12-hour gap between my shifts. But because I got in at 8 o'clock and I clocked at 8:15 the day before, it wouldn't physically let me clock in on the machine. So I was like, okay, I can't clock in till 8:15 because that's what time I didn't clock out until yesterday. And they said, all right then, go and pick up litter on the car park until your shift starts. I've just realised now, looking back, I was doing that unpaid. That was slave labour. McDonald's slaved me. So that's really how they're making all their money, by low wages and slaving off the... Can I get sued for McDonald's for telling them this? Or they could get sued, actually. They're the ones who...
Yeah, but I mean, all you're doing is you're telling people exactly what happened.
There's like a big thing on like BuzzFeed about like the truth for McDonald's workers, and it was like loads of McDonald's people talking about how like they'd been burnt and like they just had to carry on with it. It happened to me. I burnt my hand on the grill and I was like, oh, it's too busy, you got to carry on.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Bad. Bad place. Bad people. Anyway, we've gone massively off
the opinions of Patrick Granger do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Nonstop Kids Entertainment Limited.
Or McDonald's. We've gone massively off topic this podcast.
No kidding.
But back to the deals. So, my second deal. This is something, unfortunately, you will not be able to utilise because Craig's eyes are that bad that he can't get contact lenses.
They are dreadful.
Which is, I wear contact lenses every day pretty much, but Craig can't. So, this is a way that you can save 20% on ordering contact lenses by not buying them direct. Which sounds strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Buying contact lenses online can often beat high street prices, but don't automatically go to retailers. Money-saving experts found it's a possible way to buy for less. That doesn't make any sense. From at least 4 online stores simply by clicking via a comparison site first.
Right.
So, check the price of products sold by 8 online contact retailers. Alensa, Feel Good Contacts, Lens Store and Vision Direct. Vision Direct, who I use, they are very good. Often offer a discount to shoppers who came via a comparison site such as Google Shopping, Price Runner, or Price Upseat rather than going through the retailer's website. So if you go onto Google Shopping before you go onto, compare the market or whatever, and go onto one of those before you actually go onto the website, they'll recognise it and give you a discount because you've been looking at other companies.
Okay.
And they'll know that you're shopping around.
Oh, that's good.
So it says, the exact saving you can make depends on what you're buying and where you're shopping, but our check showed it's possible to cut the cost of lenses up to 24%. For instance, a pack of 30 Acuvue Moist lenses, they're the ones I used to use, bought directly from Vision Direct, cost $15.99, yet clicking the same site via Google Shopping made exactly the same item £3.84 cheaper. Yeah. So it's literally just through going, like, through a website.
That's really good.
It says here, how to make sure you get the cheapest price. Our researchers show it's important not to assume you'll get the cheapest price of a website by going direct. Instead, check the price going via all the main comparison sites. If you can then see it, you can beat it going direct, which in some cases you will. This isn't the only trick you can use to save cost on contacts. There's also a cheap contact lens guide, which has 13 other tips. So if you want to check that out, that's Cheap Contact Lens Guide on Money Saving Expert, and some of them include how to find own brand lenses cheaper, swapping to monthly lenses rather than dailies, reclaiming the cost on healthcare cash plan, and how to check online sellers are legit. So there's lots of ways that you can save money if you can't see.
That's really cool.
We know contact lenses are expensive. They're one of my biggest outgoings. They cost me about £40 a month. Just to be able to see, which I find ridiculous. Do you not find it ridiculous that contact lenses, and I suppose they say it's because it's not a necessity.
Well, I mean, if anybody would know, that's you, because you worked in an opticians,
yeah. But I suppose it's not, so they class it not as a necessity, so you, if they say if it really matters to you, you get a cheap £20 pair of glasses.
Yeah. Although, you know, you could go to the next level, go get laser surgery.
Yeah. Well, this is weird. Like, I was looking at laser eye surgery before, and I saw a website, and they said you could get it as cheap as up to £4 a month. You'd probably be paying that for the next 57 years.
Right.
But I checked, and I was like, okay, this is cool. So I clicked on this website, and then somehow, I told you about this before, somehow they rang me.
I do remember this, yeah.
They rang me, but I'd never entered my phone number in. I'd not connected via Facebook.
But what did they think was going to happen? Like you obviously don't want to get called. Yeah. You haven't put your phone number in there.
I was shocked, and they rang me, and they was like, hi, I'm calling from this company about laser eye surgery. And I was just like, what? I was like, okay. I was like, I'm just busy at the moment. Can you call me back? And I was just like, yeah, block the number, but...
That's really weird. Not a great way to get a sale.
No, really isn't.
But no, that's a good deal.
It's not tattoo, quite good deal, though.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, a thinking man's deal. You put some thought into that, as opposed to me that's just doing hacks with various companies. Yeah. I've got an IKEA hack IKEA hacks. I've found some IKEA hacks. I love IKEA.
I like the meatballs.
Meatballs are nice, but I love IKEA. So there's a couple of hacks here for IKEA. First one is free parcel delivery up until the end of September, which is normally £4. When you shop online in IKEA and spend £60 or more, you can get free parcel delivery at the moment. So there's that. Another one, IKEA half-price truck delivery. If you shop at IKEA and you spend over £300, which is very easy to do, you can get 50% off truck delivery until September, which is quite good, actually. Also, cooked breakfast at the moment in IKEA until 11 o'clock in weekdays are £1.50.
That's a bargain.
Visit any IKEA store with a restaurant, and on weekdays till 11 o'clock, you can get a cooked breakfast for £1.75 when you show your family card at the till. If you don't have your loyalty card, you can sign up
for
free.
That looks quite nice as well.
Yeah, you can mix and match any 6 breakfast items, including sausage, bacon, hash browns, tomatoes, beans, but you'll need to pay more if you've got...
Do you think hash browns belong in a traditional English breakfast?
Yeah, I do. I like them. Yeah.
Some people don't, though.
You also get free unlimited tea or coffee. So for £1.50, you get a 6-piece breakfast and unlimited tea and coffee.
Yeah.
That's good. Also, that family card that I talked about, you can actually sign up for that for free. If you sign up for a free family IKEA card, you get extra discounts. You get discounted prices in store, free product insurance, 10% discounts on sale items, monthly restaurant offers, loads of stuff. So it's worth signing up for a free IKEA card. And also, you'll get £5 at your birthday to spend at IKEA on anything for free. So you can go in and have a meal or whatever, or buy a bookshelf, I don't know. But you get £5 at your birthday to spend at IKEA just for having a family card. And then the other thing is, if you've got an electric car, if you visit an IKEA store, you can use their electric vehicle charging facilities for free. You can just plug it in and away you go. It's got rapid charging units that will recharge an electric vehicle from empty to full within half an hour. It's totally free to use. Drive up, plug it in, and away you go.
I get that electric cars are supposed to be a good thing, but really, they just get a normal car. Stop caring so much about the world.
Once again, the opinions of Patrick Granger do not necessarily...
It's the same with people who, like, you're spraying the deodorant and they're like, do you not think about the effect that has on the ozone layer? It's like...
Do you not think about the effect that me not using deodorant will have on the people I work with?
Yeah, exactly. It's people just care too much about the world these days. It's like, just... You know, we're all going to die.
Well, if they have got an electric car, you can charge it for free at IKEA.
It's because people care too much about, like, they're like, oh yeah, I want the world to be good for my great-great-grandchildren. You're not even going to know them. As far as you're concerned, your great-great-grandchild could be a murderer. Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you know... Why do you want to make the world good for him if he's, or she, I'm not going to be sexist, females can be murderers as well, why save the world for them if they're going to be evil?
But they might not be evil, they might be good.
Yeah, well, you know, Just because you're come from a good family, though, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a good person.
Well, this is true. But you know what? If you have got an electric car, you can charge it for free at IKEA.
Yeah.
While you're going in for your £1.50 breakfast and your unlimited tea and coffee.
Yes, that does sound nice.
And then you can hop back in the electric car and do a bit of a murder or something.
So. Well, I think I won deals this week.
Oh, no, I was just doing some simple hacks. But I think they're good hacks. That breakfast, I think I'm going to have a crack at that. That looks lovely.
It just depends on how often you go to IKEA, really.
There's one just down the road from me.
Is there?
Yeah, I'm literally junction 9 of the M6. I'm just off junction 11 of the M6.
I don't even know where my closest IKEA is.
Yeah, I'm literally 10 minutes away from an IKEA.
Not bad at all, that.
Not bad at all.
Go and get yourself some... Get yourself a breakfast before work.
But right now, more importantly, we're going to do a little bit of
this. Non-stop kids. Joke of the week. Righty ho. So it's everyone's favourite part of the podcast. It's the joke of the week.
It is joke of the week. So, you're going to go first, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to do what Craig does, where I'm going to go for three humorous statements rather than a joke. So, first one. My girlfriend changed after she became a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. It's like I've never seen her before. Which also relates quite nicely to our dinosaur package coming soon. next one. My friend recently got crushed by a pile of books. He's only got his shelf to blame. And the last one. Last night, my wife and I watched 3 movies back to back. Luckily, I was the one facing the TV. Whoa!
That was good.
Look at this. I just got a call off a number. This is why I was on my phone. That is too long.
That is too long.
Should we call it back and say, live on the podcast?
Okay.
The number you have called is not recognised. Please check the number.
How is that possible?
I don't even know.
That is weird.
That's like Hollywood movie territory time, that is.
So I've just got a missed call. So just for
of
anyone
a number
who
that
can't
doesn't
understand,
exist.
I just got a call of a number. That's too long. And it rang once and stopped ringing. I've just called it back and it doesn't work. I've never seen that happen.
That is so weird.
I think I'm being hacked. It's McDonald's.
And they've heard this. And they're coming for you.
I'm going to have Ronald McDonald turn up on my door in a creepy clown costume.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to do joke of the week. I've got a couple of funny statements as well.
Go on.
Did you hear about the crook who stole the calendar?
No.
He got 12 months. I got another one for him. Hang on. Where's it gone? Kill time. Right, here we go. Okay, actually, I'm going to change this. I've got a riddle. A man was driving a truck.
Yeah.
His headlights weren't on. And the moon wasn't out.
Okay.
Ahead of him, a woman dressed all in black started crossing the road. Fortunately, the man braked so she could cross. How did he see her?
Okay, start again. I was...
Okay, so a man was driving a truck.
Yeah.
His headlights weren't on and the moon wasn't out.
Okay.
But the woman in front
it's
of him
in the
was
day.
Dressed...
It's in the day, mate.
Yes, it's in the day. It's in the day. You're just too clever about this sort of stuff. Right, okay. One terrible joke and one very easy riddle, apparently. So that's it this week for the Non-Stop Kids Entertainment podcast. Don't forget, you can join us by following this podcast on iTunes or Spotify or Heart FM or Audio Boom or any of the other places it goes on.
We're lots of places.
You can also follow us on Facebook, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. Check us out online by going www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Yep.
And you can fill in the form and let us know when you party. And we'll come back to you with a no obligation quote within an hour.
We will.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love our customers.
We do love our customers.
We love our entertainers.
We love everybody. We're a company full of love.
And we love Nando's.
And we do love Nando's. Nando's are awesome, but we're not too keen on McDonald's.
No.
Even though we went for lunch there yesterday, but let's not. By the by.
Morally, we don't like them.
So that's it, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you again next week. I'm Craig.
And I'm Patrick.
See you soon.